You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Let's do it. Mike in Florence, welcome to Team Nico today.
Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Glad to have you as a part of the championship team. Amber in the West Valley, how you doing? You're on Team Alana this morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Amber, how are you?
Good. I'm on my way for my sister to have a baby.
Whoa!
Yay!
Well, Happy almost birthday.
Yeah.
Well, this is very exciting. Okay, we will get right to Battle of the Buzz before that baby comes out, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, up for grabs, the Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window open for tickets to the City of Mesa's Merry Main Street Winter Wonderland Ice Skating Rink. Put on the skates with the family, not your sister or that baby yet, Amber, and skate around and enjoy the holidays, okay?
Okay.
All right, you guys asked the question first last time. Here we go. We're going to kick it off. Amber and Alana, true or false, The Incredibles was the first Pixar movie to receive a PG rating.
PG. I the only question I have is if there was a Pixar before it, but I think Toy Story came before that, and I think that's a Pixar.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, PG, though, because it was a little.
Yeah, I think that that is the first one.
Okay, so let's go true.
That is correct. The Pixar movies before that were all G-rated. Apparently, The Incredibles was a little risque.
Oh, yeah, probably those costumes. Mr. Incredible, have you seen him? La, la, la.
Frozone?
Nico and Mike, when President FDR said this, what event was he talking about?
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
What event was that, Nico and Mike?
I have no idea.
Well, I believe it was the day that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes, which is today the 77th anniversary commemorating that.
All right, question number two, Amber and Alana. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Was it A, Pablo Picasso? Was it B, Leonardo da Vinci? Or was it C, Andrea Bocelli?
Go ahead, Amber.
The first one.
Oh, no, let's go with Da Vinci.
Or Da Vinci, yeah. That's what I meant.
Good call. Are you guys sure it wasn't the blind guy?
No, it was, yeah.
Perfect. Maiko. Team Maiko. Black-eyed peas are not actually peas, but that's really not the point. What day does tradition say we should eat them for prosperity? Is it eat black-eyed peas on Valentine's Day, on Sundays, or New Year's Day?
Prosperity. Let's go with New Year's Day.
I like that.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
Good job.
I was going to say Fergie's birthday.
My lovely lady.
Here we go. Question number three, Amber and Alana. The Four Peaks Brewery is located 1/2 mile east of what college campus?
Amber, I can tell. I know this one.
ASU.
It is ASU. Absolutely.
Nice job. Amber, I thought you may have stumbled home from that place once or twice.
I'll take a kilt lifter. Two of them. All right, to tie it up, Team Nico, Mike and Nico, which legendary golfer has a drink named after him?
Arnold Palmer.
Yes, indeed. Little iced tea lemonade.
I was going to say, it's Arnold Palmer, but it should be John Daly. That guy is a legendary drinker.
We have moved into the bonus round. We cannot help you on these guys. So person closest to the number going to win the tickets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Amber, you get first dibs at it since we had the first question, okay?
Okay.
All right. How old is the song Jingle Bells?
Let's go with 105 years old.
Okay. And Amber, how old is Jingle Bells?
Let's do 108.
108, and the actual age of Jingle Bells, 161 years old. Amber! Going to Mary Main Street Winter Wonderland Ice Skating Rink. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Mike, you did a nice job too, man. Thanks for playing.
All right. Congratulations to her.
And that can only mean one thing.
Amber, you can officially go into Friday feeling real good.
Nice job.
Listen to the Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.